Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the morning after on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. I'm Brady Hicks, and I am very excited to be here with you guys. We've had a couple days off, Rat Boy. I've been a little sick, had some work stuff going on, had some other stuff I had to line up, but I'm back. I'm back for at least today, as far as next week and beyond. We'll get into that. We'll get into that at some point. But what's going on, Rat Boy? How you doing?
Oh, wow, the Thunderdome is going to be great on Sunday. I can't wait for Bummer Slams.
We're going to get a taste of it tonight, you know, for SmackDown.
I know.
Have you seen the pictures?
I saw a lot of pictures of it, man, and it looks great. It's going to be one of those Bummer Slams again, you know, Bummer Scams.
Why do you say that?
Because people are going to wonder, oh, who's going to win that match? Who's going to do that match, you know? Why do you do that for? Why are the ninjas that are attacking Bummer Slams?
Why does any of it make sense?
Huh?
Why does any of it make sense, you know?
Because you know who's going to be there. Think about it. Who's going to be there? Who's going to ruin the whole show? Like they've been doing for the last couple of weeks now.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they'll get unmasked at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Retribution.
Yeah. Yes. That's why it's a bummer scam, because they might be interfering with all these matches. I did put up my predictions already. No, if nobody don't got me on Facebook, I'm going to say right now, okay? The Street Profits versus Andrade and Garza. I'm going with the Street Profits. Okay?
Okay. Let's do it. I'm going to go with the Street Profits as well.
Okay. Because there's some reason they're going to hold on to that belt to SummerSlam. They're going to hold on to that belt and the Red Cups. I love the people with the Red Cups, you know. Okay. Let's go with Apollo Crews against MVP. I'm going with Apollo Crews.
You know, I think MVP is going to win it.
Okay, whatever. I'm going with Apollo Crews.
Okay.
Now, this match is going to be exciting. Hair versus hair. China Deville versus Brandi Rhodes. I'm going with China Deville, Brandi, chop off your blonde hair, let it grow back long in a couple of years.
You know, it was recently reported, or at least I've seen it reported, that the guy that was stalking Sonya Deville intended to kill whoever was with her in the apartment when he kidnapped Sonya Deville. And Mandy Rose was with her when it happened, apparently. So this guy would have killed Mandy Rose, which I feel like it would have been all over the headlines if a wrestler got killed and another one kidnapped by this fan. I'm going to go with Mandy Rose just because I don't think that they – like, I don't think it'll hurt Sonya Deville to have to shave her head, but I think Mandy Rose – I think that'll hurt her a lot, you know, in terms of popularity with the fans.
Not really, because you got Otis is a bald head almost, you know.
What do you mean he's got long hair?
Well, his hair is going off too.
Okay.
You never know. You never know what's going to happen. Okay, this
I'm not
is
saying I know.
I'm
just making my prediction.
This is one of the matches I want to see, but I don't want to see it. Okay? Dominic Mysterio versus Jeff Rollins in a street fight. I want to see Rey Mysterio get into it, and all of a sudden...
Mm-hmm.
It's going to trigger Samoa Joe to jump in the ring at Jeff Rollins.
Wow. Okay.
And it's going to be outside interference by Samoa Joe.
And who's going to win?
Either of them. It's going to be double disqualification.
Okay, I'm going Dominic. I think Rey Mysterio is going to interfere. By the way, do you think we could start calling Dominic Trey Mysterio since he's the third?
I don't know. He's got his new, I've been looking at his new uniform, his wrestling gear. It looks pretty good. I saw bits and pieces of it.
Okay.
All right, now.
What else we got?
Okay, we got Asuka versus Bayley. I'm gonna say Bayley is gonna win, but outside interference by Shayna Baszler.
Okay.
She's going to win it. Okay, on the other hand.
So you think Asuka's going to beat Bayley?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Bayley's going to beat Asuka, but it's going to be outside interference. By
so Shayna
Baszler's
going to cost Asuka the match?
Yes.
Not Bayley?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and all of a sudden, it's going to be Sasha Banks versus Asuka. I'm going with Asuka with this one, and Shayna Baszler is going to do something to Asuka, and it's going to sign up for the next pay-per-view event, Asuka against Shayna Baszler for the belt.
That'd be something. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the two main events. Okay. Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton. I'm picking the legend killer, Randy Orton.
Wow.
He deserves
okay.
it.
Okay.
Okay.
You're getting
and,
ahead of yourself. Can I make some of these predictions too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so what do we have? We had Asuka against Bayley was the one that I missed. The first one.
And
right?
Bayley and Asuka and Sasha Banks
okay,
and
I'm
Asuka.
I think Asuka's going to win both belts. Because Bayley
nah.
and Sasha can be on all the shows anyway with the tag titles.
Yeah, I don't see that.
And then I think Shayna Baszler, I'm hoping what they'll do is unify the belts and then Shayna Baszler will just challenge Asuka for the women's title next. So that's the one. What else? Oh, and then Seth Rollins. No, it's Drew McIntyre against Randy Orton. I think Randy Orton's going to win as well. I do.
Okay.
Because I think.
And the last.
Because who else is he going to beat on Raw? At least this will give him something to do until WrestleMania next year.
Yeah. Now, the final match. I want to see this match. You know, I will put my money into this and watch it. It's Strowman versus the Thing. Wade Bryan.
Right?
I'm going to say the Thing is going to win with Alexa Bliss's help.
I could see that. So you think he's going to win the title?
Yes. And 2 weeks after that, you might be seeing them walking down the aisle together and getting married. Yes.
What if Brock Lesnar comes back at SummerSlam? Which side do you think he would go to?
I heard that Brock Lesnar kind of forgot about him again. I heard that Brock Lesnar is going back to the MMA soon.
He might be, but I don't think he's ever going to leave wrestling again.
And another thing is that he's up in Canada. Canada's not allowed to come to the U.S., or the U.S. can't go to Canada right now.
Well, I'm pretty sure he could come in if he needed to.
Yeah, maybe he might be wearing a mask, though. You never know.
Maybe. I mean, if they were going to bring him in, I'm torn because on one side, I think, like, he'd be better on SmackDown. They could use him better and get new fans. But then on the other side, you know, I think him continuing to chase Drew McIntyre is probably what the fans would want to see the most.
Yeah, but I knew he was drafted to SmackDown, but all of a sudden he went back to Raw.
Right. But I don't think that really matters now.
No. No, but, you know, the SmackDown does need one of the top stars right now.
Uh-huh.
I can see that right now. There's hardly no stars down there.
Yeah.
That's why no stars down at SmackDown. They're all up on Raw.
I don't think that's true, but okay.
All right, the only star that I can see is coming out of the woodwork now is Matt Riddle. That's the only star I can see right now.
Well, what about AJ Styles?
AJ Styles is leaving.
And Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman, and Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns aren't stars?
Not really.
I think you're nuts.
But there's one thing, though. I think it's happening tonight. Is AJ Styles versus Matt Hardy? Against Jeff Hardy? Tonight? Jeff Hardy. He's the one that's going to be the next champion.
Mm-hmm.
And bye-bye, AJ. He's going down to NXT. And you're going to bring up Finn Balor.
That is not happening.
Okay. Not happening.
You know who is leaving now?
Who?
Renee Young.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
That's sad. I mean, a lot of people automatically are saying she's going to AEW. She'll probably end up on, like, ESPN or something with, like, a sports show, you know? She's a good host.
I know. She might end up in AEW with her husband, Marjorie. Thinking about AEW, they take their show last night. okay?
Uh-huh.
Over 500 people were there. 500 people in one building.
Wow.
Okay, 500 fans. But the only amount of people... Huh?
How'd they do that?
I don't know. We're going to find out on tomorrow night when it airs. Because they taped it. And the other big news is something about Bagwell. He was in a car accident.
I did see that. I did see that. Thoughts and prayers go out to him.
Yes. If Cheryl was on a show right now, I'd ask him, did you ever fight Bagwell?
Yeah, but he's not here, so. I'm pretty sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Somebody's on the line. And
so anyway, we also have TakeOver this Saturday, and in addition to SummerSlam, the vacant NXT title with the NXT North American title with the ladder match, and I mean it's Io Shirai against the Australian wrestler Tegan Nox, and a bunch of great matches. Keith Lee against the Tic Tac guy, Karrion Kross. It's going to be an interesting show for sure. And Adam Cole against Pat McAfee.
Oh wow! Okay, and
a lot of that Bailey, stuff coming on. Going
and
on
Bailey and Sasha wrestling on that card too.
I believe they're defending the tag team titles, but they haven't announced their opponents yet.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
I wonder who.
And that'll be competing against AEW, by the way, so once again, but on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They were just probably waiting for this Saturday to put their show on at 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
AEW. But now, this came up today. Was it today? No, 2 days ago. About the SummerSlam virtual meet and greet. Tickets are available right now.
Okay.
The price is $125.
I know, for two minutes.
Yeah, only for 2 minutes video chat? Oh, come on.
I charge double that for 2 minutes, Rat Boy.
Maybe triple.
I just got an update on Buff Bagwell from somebody I just texted while we're doing the show. So he has broken ribs, he broke his hip, he broke his left socket bone, so that's like where his hip is. He broke his nose, he tore his right groin muscle. That's got to be painful. Lots of purple bruising, but here's the big one, Rat Boy. No internal bleeding and no surgery. He's going to be able to heal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. Oh,
yeah.
I got the schedule for you. For Vertical Meet and Greet. Saturday, August 22nd. Keith Lee, 10 a.m. in the morning. Eastern Standard Time.
There
Sunday. Sunday, the 23rd. We got Bailey at 10 a.m. in the morning. Braun Strowman at 1 p.m.
Yeah, but who's got like $125 to do this?
I don't know. Malcolm?
Probably.
Malcolm Mania. And on Monday.
Your best friend.
Yeah, and Monday, August 24th, Drew McIntyre at 10 a.m. in the morning, and Josh Rollins at 1 p.m. They've been doing it on Monday. That's weird. But
well,
there's one thing they didn't mention for the big weekend.
Okay.
Everybody thought it was going to happen, but it's not going to happen. The Hall of Fame Awards. The Hall of Fame Awards.
You're the only one that kept saying it was happening then. I figure they got to wait until they get back to actually being able to sell tickets to do that.
Mm-hmm. And I can see maybe the Hall of Fame would be at Survivor Series, maybe?
Maybe. Honestly, Ratboy, they might just wait until next year at this point.
Well, this might have
a
Hall
if you're going to do it in November, how are you going to do it again in April?
Yeah. Well, they might just have a Hall of Fame ceremony one night out of the blue on a weekend. That's it. You know what I'm saying? No wrestling or nothing like that. That's only the ceremony. And they can even do it right there at the Thunderdome.
Yeah. Not a bad deal.
You have one day, you know, the Hall of Fame day, and just put them in a Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
You know, before the new year. And all of a sudden, next year, have it on the same date, same place, and all this. Put them in. Don't keep it at WrestleMania. You know? Because WrestleMania's got too big anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Just like last year.
There you go.
Both nights. Both nights. Saturday and Sunday. It might happen again. Both nights for WrestleMania. And where are you going to put Hall of Fame at?
What about Hall of Fame in the Thunderdome?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Have it right there.
We'll see. We will see. We will see. But everybody enjoy the Thunderdome tonight. It's going to be interesting. And lots of great stuff going on this weekend as far as VOC Nation goes. join us today at 5 Eastern for a fresh episode of Pop Culture Stars. Dr. John Stamian Crew at 7. Wrestle Rock with Rick Connor and Corey Castle and all those guys as well. And at 11 Eastern this evening, a fresh episode of Scary Cast, Rat Boy. They're going to be interviewing one of the scariest people you know, Malcolm Wildman.
Oh, no, really?
Yeah. They're going to be talking about Bone Stalkers. I'm kidding, of course. I love Malcolm Mania. I love Malcolm Mania, and I love you, Rat Boy. So it'll be a great time. Lots of great stuff all weekend long. Fresh episode of Rock and Roll Union tomorrow, 6 Eastern. And, of course, the call-in number for that, 914-338-1885 on Sunday. We got New Force Order with Papa Don and just lots of great stuff all around. But be sure to continue to check things out. And, yeah, I think that's about it.
And there's two things I like to put in for this show. I hope she's listening. Granny Holster, shot brother in with the penthouse suite that you got this weekend.
Yeah, when is she coming back? Do you know? Because I'm on vacation next week.
Okay, I talked to her yesterday. She sent me pictures of the suite that she's in.
I saw that.
Okay, she saying that she'll be back on Sunday, but she will be doing a show on Monday.
She won't be doing the show on Monday.
She'll be on the show on Monday. She will be back
okay.
on Monday.
I might need her to take charge on Monday.
Yeah. And
make her work for the big bucks.
And this is not wrestling-related news that I got, okay? But I'm telling you guys now, okay? If you go to Facebook, you see Facebook, something wrong with it? No. They updated everything, and the Classic is going away in September. You ain't going to see that old look no more. It's all brand new look now.
Yeah, but nothing's really changing because people will still be able to tag me 100 times a day, even strangers.
Yeah, it's not really going to change.
It's the same.
I think it's just only on a desktop computers because I looked at it and said, wow, you know, I got lost for at first, I said, wow, I like this, because what it is that, you know, when you go to Facebook, you got the black and white print and the blue print and all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
Now you can change your background to any color you want. It don't have to be white no more.
Yeah, well, I got mine black right now because I was doing the trial, but they have other colors too?
Yes. I got mine black too.
Okay.
Like a blackish gray. You know, it's a lot better to read.
Black.
A lot better. Yeah.
I don't use the app. On my phone. I use a different app for my phone.
Yeah, but this desktop Facebook is great for my eyes. I love it. Because that's all I see is all nothing but white. I said, I got to change the color. I changed it to black, and it's a lot better for me. That's more colorful, too.
There you go.
Yeah, I like Facebook. And this Sunday, I know my buddy's going to be chiming in. You know, I heard the show. Yes, I will be down Columbus this weekend showing stuff on Sunday before SummerSlam. Maybe I might get a free autograph by me.
There you go. Is that about it?
If you buy anything off the table, I will autograph it for you. How's that?
Anything.
Off my table.
Okay. There you go. I'll be down the shore this week, so. Have great
fun.
Time. Maybe in the fall I'll come out and see you.
I will be there.
I like it better when it gets cooler.
Yeah, me too. That's why we've been laying back so much. Not going to Columbus because it's so hot out there.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. So, everybody, be sure to check out the Pro Wrestling Tees store at VOCNation.com. Just click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link, and you'll be able to check out all the great designs we have on there. Of course, VOC Nation, Killer Ken Resnick, Stro Maestro, Kathy Fitz. We got show shirts for In the Room, Shelly Live. WCW Retro. We have a King David Lane shirt. Lots and lots of great stuff there. Two political shirts as we head into election season. So be sure to check it out. ProWrestlingTees.com/VOC Nation. Don't forget to go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star rating and a great review. Go to Podomatic and give us a like and a subscribe. That's going to do it, everybody. Have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you guys on Monday right here on The Morning After. Everybody take care.
And have a great bumming slamming weekend.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com. And subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so.